Roland Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
On several front pages, the Irish dancing story is still news. The Irish Daily Mirror main headline is Dirty Dancing, and inside, the jig's up. The Irish Independent and the Irish Daily Mail have two full pages each on the allegations, mostly displaying text messages between judges and teachers. In the Mail, one text has a teacher telling a judge that if their pupil can get a first, they'll give the judge anything they want, and that's followed by a winky emoji. As well as dancing, the Irish Independent is also going big on energy. On its front page, the paper says that those being left out of the government's energy subsidy scheme include doctors, dentists, solicitors and accountants. The paper says that's because the scheme only covers trade, not the professions. Inside, the Independent has an article saying people may be shivering in GPs' waiting rooms this winter. And further inside again, the paper says churches may have to close some of their buildings because they won't be able to afford to heat them. A church statement says that its buildings are often used in winter by homeless and vulnerable people to stay safe and warm. The front page of the Irish Examiner reports on a letter written by the couple who were the caretakers on the Great Blasket Island this summer. They wrote to the OPW about the lack of public toilets on the island, saying day trippers are using the ruins as toilets, including Peg's house. They also say that the public need to be warned about going near the seals. One man they saw picked up a seal cub and threw it into the water. Then he got it back again, took a selfie with it. The seal cub later died. Leaving cert rechecks appear in the Irish Times. The paper says that out of all the recheck requests, 20% have been upgraded. The highest number of upgrades were awarded in English, followed by business and biology. The Irish Daily Mail has a story on an 18-year-old Ukrainian woman who set up a fake profile on a dating app. She pretended she was Russian and interested in military men. She was contacted by Russian soldiers who showed her photos of where they were based, which she then passed on to other Ukrainians gathering military intelligence. The Mail calls her a dating app Matahari in reference to the World War I spy. The Irish Times reports on a new protest group called Dean's Grange Respect Our Grief. It's been set up by relatives of people buried in Dean's Grange Cemetery in Dublin. They're upset at council plans to lower the wall of the cemetery and make it more accessible to cyclists. The council says the work will form part of a cycle network joining 65 schools. But one of the relatives says the cemetery is a place where we go to mourn our loved ones. It's not a recreational area. Michael Flatley's spy movie Blackbird is back in the papers. The Irish Daily Mirror says that the box office numbers for the film are in and they're not good. The paper says that in the last month in the UK and Ireland, the movie took just €136,000. The headline in the Mirror is Flatley's Blackbird nosedives.